Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power, by John Meacham. Prologue, The World's Best Hope. Washington, D.C., winter 1801. He woke at first light. Lean and loose-limbed, Thomas Jefferson tossed back the sheets in his room at Conrad and McMullen's boarding house on Capitol Hill, swung his long legs out of bed, and plunged his feet into a basin of cold water, a lifelong habit he believed good for his health. At Monticello, his plantation in the southwest mountains near the Blue Ridge of Virginia, the metal bucket brought to Jefferson every morning wore a groove on the floor next to the alcove where he slept. 6 foot two and a half, Jefferson was nearly 58 years old in the Washington winter of 1800 to 1801. His sandy hair, reddish in his youth, was graying. His freckled skin, always susceptible to the sun, was wrinkling a bit. His eyes were penetrating but elusive, alternately described as blue, hazel, or brown. He had great teeth.